This episode of IRM Today is brought to you by Single Source Disaster Recovery Specialists. From fire, smoke, and water damage to full reconstruction, 24-hour emergency response, and mold and asbestos removal. One call does it all. For more info, visit singlesource-usa.com.
Now on AM 790, it's time for IRM Today, the property management show with host Jason Martins. Join Jason for this live call-in show to discuss property management issues and hear from guests from all trades and programs discussing your real estate needs. Here's your host, Jason Martins.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. Is that how you usually start the show? No, it's not
no.
Usually starting the show. All right, welcome to IRM Today, the property management show. Here on AM 790, every Tuesday from 4 to 5, I am your host, Jason Martins. In studio with me, our co-host, Chrissy Danilian.
Yeah.
And Dina Cimarelli.
Yes, hello.
After a long weekend of having fun and gallivanting all around town, right?
Yes.
Wow, what a nice weekend.
Did you guys have yesterday off?
I certainly did. Yes, I had yesterday off.
Me too.
I worked on my budgets, though, so how much fun is that?
Oh, my
That's
gosh.
That's fun. Oh, no.
Had to get them done. Had to get them done.
Well, because last week you said you had to fail and lost everything.
I
oh,
know.
My God.
It's wonderful. Property management's fun, isn't it? It is fun, actually. Yeah. But it takes a certain person to do the job.
It does.
All right. For those of you tuning in and hearing, I keep hearing me say IRM today, well, you're wondering, what the heck does IRM mean? What is that? What is this guy talking about in there? Well, IRM stands for the Institute of Real Estate Management, and locally we are the Greater Rhode Island Chapter Number 88, and we serve Rhode Island and southeastern Massachusetts. So to our friends in Fall River, in Somerset, New Bedford, maybe you're outside, maybe you're going to Shav's Market to go get some pop six or something like that, then yeah.
What is that?
Pop six, it's a Portuguese roll.
Is that in Fall River?
Huh? Fall River, same.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Fall River.
Okay.
Right? Or maybe you're going to New Bedford to go down. Anyway, tuning in. We help you guys out, too. That's right. We help you out. Is that in the script there?
No, it wasn't.
All right. IRM is the source of education and professional recognition for managers of all types of properties. So that's right. So if you're a manager, you property manage a building, and maybe it's a two-family that you have yourself, or maybe you're helping out a friend and you're just looking over his, you know, three-unit building for him or something, you know, IRM is here to give you the education you need to best run your property. And for those of you who manage apartment buildings professionally, that's what you do for a living, then you want to be recognized as a professional as well. And IRM offers two designations. Number one is the ARM designation. And what does that stand for, Chrissy?
You always ask me because you know
I'm going to ask Dina next time to throw off.
I know what it means. I just don't have one.
It's an accredited residential manager.
That's right. And then there's also the distinguished CPM designation, and that stands for Certified Property Manager. And those designations help you distinguish yourself from everyone else as a professional property manager. So, you know, for example, if you went to go get a job at a property management company, or a property owner has properties, and you and I walked in and I said, hey, I'm Jason, and here's my resume. I'm a certified property manager and accredited residential manager through the Institute of Real Estate Management. And you showed up and you said, hey, dude, I can figure it out. I mean, who do you think would get the job? That's right. So
I'd pick Chrissy.
I would, too.
My vote's on you, Chrissy.
So if you're out there and you want to be recognized as a professional, then I certainly recommend you looking into getting one of those designations. And on top of that, on top of becoming a member of IRM here locally, especially, it's not just being recognized as a professional. It's not just getting all the tools you need to run your business, like management agreements, lease agreements, reasonable accommodation forms, or whatever it is, because IRM literally puts thousands of documents at your fingertips, documents you need to run your property. But it's not only that, it is the education you receive and the networking you receive by being a member of the Institute of Real Estate Management. Now, we have some terrific, amazing events, and we have some coming up that we'll talk about later on the show, and one of them is the next one's coming up is one of my favorites, but we'll talk about that at the end of the show. But the educational opportunities as well that we offer, and, you know, it's detailed things from, You know, we have a seminar coming up on
October 25th.
That's right.
It is October 25th.
With our good friend Frank Flynn. He's putting
Frank
that
Flynn.
On, right?
Frank Flynn. Yep.
And so there's all kinds of training and tips and everything you need to run your property. Oh, sorry. It's 21st Century Challenges for Property Management. It's a legal seminar.
Yeah.
He's going to talk about medical marijuana and how to deal with Airbnb, right? Because they're taking some... rental space away. So there's a lot, and these are the kind of things that we talk about, and we do plumbing training, and it's amazing. And so I encourage you to look us up online. Now here's our website. Write this down. I'll give you a second to go get your pen. Okay, I'll wait for you. Go ahead, go get your pen. It's right there. It's right on the counter. You see it? Yeah, go get it. Yeah, you get that piece. No, I know you don't have a piece of paper. Just write it on the back of an envelope.
What is
that
in
envelope
your
right there? Just
today.
Okay, there you go.
He is on some high test fuel.
There's something in my iced coffee. Yeah, is what it is. All right, here you go. Here's the phone. Here's the website. IremRI.org. That's IremRI.org. Or give Karen a call. She's our association executive. And her phone number is 401-479-7734. Tell her you heard me talking about IREM and the Institute of Real Estate Management here on the radio, and you want to learn more about it. You want to learn how you can become a professional property manager. Now, here's the thing, too, is you don't have to have an ARM or a CPM to take advantage of the benefits of Institute of Real Estate Management. That's right. You can also get what we call an associate membership. An associate membership gets you access to all the documents, gets you access to the seminars, the educational events that we put on, and without getting a designation, without getting the ARM or the CPM. Now, if you're a vendor, let's say, for example, you're a plumber or you're an electrician or you're a landscaper, disaster restoration. We have a lot of friends with disaster restoration.
Or you work for
Maybe you work for a company that helps you advertise your available apartments.
There you go.
That
would be me.
We have what are called our Friends of IREM. How good is that, Dina?
I'm a friend of IREM, and I'm happy that I am because I got to meet you wonderful folks.
Thank you very much. That is very nice of you to
say. Without being a friend, I might not be here today.
That's right. So that is some of the benefits of becoming a member or a friend of the Institute of Real Estate Management. Now, again, our website. Here's where you can get all the... And our brand new website, by the way.
Yes.
When did this launch? Yesterday?
Yeah, we got
something
the,
like that this morning.
I got the email yesterday, so...
It's amazing. And so I want you to check it out. Here's our website, IREMRI.org. That's IREMRI.org. Or like I said, give Karen a call. She's our association executive. Her phone number, 401-479-7734. You know what Karen told me? She loves it when people call and say, I heard that radio show. She loves it. So call her and tell her you heard me. All right, maybe she shouldn't tell me that. You got me. How'd you know that?
What's in it for them if they say that?
Well, I'll tell
He's
you what.
Still looking for his comments. He wants his comments.
No,
on
if
iTunes.
You call. Well, we'll talk
we still
about
don't
that
have
after.
One on iTunes.
Here's
oh,
what. Geez. No, I tell you what. I have a prize.
We
for
don't
anyone.
Want a sip of your diet soda.
How did you know what my prize was?
You don't want it. He talks about
if
it
you
all.
Call Karen and tell her you heard me mention it on the radio show, I will give you a sip of my diet soda.
This is all coming down to bribery.
Huh?
That's all this is.
That
it's
is
all bribes.
Now, not everybody gets a sip of my diet soda. All right? Now, yeah. Brett Ferruccio, I've been working with him for like 4 years.
Have you
ever had a sip of my diet soda?
I have not had even a single drop.
Thank you very much. Now, that is a special
That might be
gift.
A good thing, Brett.
He's
That's
stingy
right.
about it.
That's right. All right. Now, enough with the nonsense. All right, so what is on the... Now, a lot of times we'll have some guests in studio, and other times we'll talk about property management headlines and tell you about what's going on in the world of property management. So maybe you can use some of those tips to run your property best, too. So what do we have, Chrissy? Huh?
I think we should talk about what we were just talking about.
Oh,
Facebook.
The Facebook one? Yes. This is classic.
I think it's a great article.
This is classic. No, it is insanity.
I can't even.
So it's a property
in Utah. It's in
Salt Lake City. Yeah.
It's an apartment complex in Utah. Listen to this, right? Let me just quickly read a little bit of the story.
I actually
here.
Am going to reach out to my counterpart in Utah because I'm very close with him, and I'm curious to know if he's going to know if this could even be one of his clients that he sells advertising to. I'm very curious.
Oh my gosh! All right, I'm going to give you the name of the complex.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, this is from the New York Daily News. Tenants in Utah ordered to friend apartment complex on Facebook.
Ordered.
Yep.
All right, here's how the
you
story goes.
You must become friends with the landlord.
Residents at City Park Apartments received a notice on their doors requiring them to friend the complex on Facebook within 5 days of signing their leases.
That's right.
If they don't do so, they could be found in violation of their rental agreement.
Now, wait a minute. I'm wondering if that...
I paid my rent on time.
I wonder if that's kind of written incorrectly, because if you're a business or a property, you usually have a Facebook page where people can like you. They can't really friend you. So being when I had my Facebook page for the bakery back in the day, no matter who liked me, I couldn't see their profile. So it's very strange that they're being asked to friend them, because when you friend somebody,
friend a business. You can.
If the business is set up incorrect, if they do it in a shady way.
Right.
So.
Right. If you don't just have a business name, like
you're
if
supposed
you could
to have
do
a
your
business
first,
face. Yes.
Like you could do your first and last name as like, of the business.
And
that could be your first
name.
Yeah,
so let's say it's called The Last Resort. Your first name could be The, and your last name could be Last Resort for sake of argument. And that allows you now to have the ability to friend whoever you
want.
What's
the benefit of friending as opposed to
now
liking?
Now you can creep on their profiles.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and the other thing is, too, you can also, because I know somebody who does this in the nightclub world, and what it does, it allows you to post and tag like 100 people about your promotion for the night, and it goes to their Facebook page. It goes
to
their personal,
so other people can see it. Right.
So when you're a business, you can't really tag anybody's name if you're a true Facebook
business page.
So just saying right there that they're asking for friends, I think they did it in a little shady manner, to be honest with you.
I think it's hilarious, because I think that what they're doing is, you know, they want to make sure that everything's into rules and regulations, probably, and they want to make sure that people don't have unauthorized pets on the property, or I bet you that's what it is. I guarantee.
My landlord doesn't know about it.
Oh my God, so creepy.
Can you imagine this?
No. I don't think I really want that relationship with my
landlord.
No.
Yeah, I know. It's a little too close.
I'll tell you. We got to take a quick break. When we come back from the break, why don't we finish up on this story? Because
Does it have the name of it? I want to go on Facebook and go find the page during break.
Come on. Okay.
I want to see if it says like or add friends. Yeah, I want to go and I want to see how it's set up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We can do that. We can do that.
We're coming. We're going to crack this code, this mystery, and we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back right after this. You're listening to IRM Today, the Property Management Show. All right, 421 here on IRM Today, the Property Management Show here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. I'm your co-host, Chrissy Denalian. We're live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. So we were just talking about the Facebook requirement for that property out in
Utah.
Salt Lake City. We found them.
We stalked them and we found them.
We did. We did our own stalking investigation over here.
And what did we find? We found that everybody who pretty much lives at that property gave them a half of a star.
Can you do half a star?
Yeah, you can.
You can give someone half a star.
That's awful.
That is crazy.
You have to give them something. So.
Now, you said before we went to break, you said that it's possible that they created this Facebook page.
They could have.
A little shady because a true business page, you can't friend. You can only
like,
right?
Yes. So you can like and follow.
So what did our hardcore investigation find?
Well, it sounds like that they had a page that they were asking people to friend them, and once it went out to the media and they got scrutinized for it, they brought it down. And they released some sort of a statement. Yeah,
retraction.
Saying that, you know, we apologize, we made a mistake, this, that, and the other. Well, then that led to... You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, the Facebook page that we just found with that weird picture, I'm wondering if that's the apartment made that, or these people, the residents or angry people, made that page as a platform to speak out, because...
You would think so, but there is a review that gives them 3 stars, too, so...
Well, that person just might not know it's a fake page.
But I don't know. That picture?
The page that we found on Facebook, though, there's all these negative comments not saying anything good at all about this property. So I actually believe that this, in overall total, they have 1.3 star ratings. Out of 67 ratings, they're rated 1.3. That's horrendous. And everybody on here is speaking about what they did. And roaches, infested, overpriced. So maybe they were trying to create this Facebook page to help with, you know, get people to post reviews. You know, if you go somewhere, even if you go to a car dealership, they'll offer you a free tank of gas or, you know, a car wash if you would go online and give them a good review or send in this postcard. And, you know, if you make it in our favor, everybody tries to, you know, kind of sway it, kind of like what Jason just did to you with the soda. It's all pretty relevant.
Yeah. Now, it's funny. One of the a user posted on there saying, "I think management has their magic underwear on too tight.
I love that.
And it's cutting off the circulation to their brains." Just saying.
Oh my god.
That is classic. This is unbelievable. I mean, I never heard of it. I'm not sure what the benefit is of that. Like, why would they why would they want their tenants to like force them anyways? To,
I don't know.
Why do you want them to like your Facebook page?
Why do you want them to?
Maybe to promote your page, number one. If they have terrible reviews, maybe they're trying to get their name out there a little more. And maybe, you know, adding a little more buzz, but I think that this is
the
wrong
buzz. This is a good buzz. Well, one gentleman has posted that he originally posted a 1-star review for the complex due to their recent Facebook addendum. He goes on to say all business makes mistakes, and what he really cares about is what they do to react and how they learn from it. Then he goes on to say that his primary concern right now isn't even Facebook at this point. It's the apparent bogus 5-star reviews that are on the company's Google Places page. He's saying that he feels as though, because the grammar is written almost identical, that they've kind of stacked the deck a little bit, you know? And what he's saying is...
Had their employees write it.
Yeah, because he said all the grammar is identical. It looks like it's the same few people, and the content is eerily similar. What he's asking, he's challenged the apartment management company to explain the bogus reviews, and he said he'll take down this negative review once they acknowledge what they've done on Google. I mean, this is serious.
Like, I'll one up you.
Exactly.
How many properties have Facebook pages? Do you?
Yeah.
Why? Like, what is the purpose of that? Marketing?
Well, no, I think it's a marketing thing. And also, when our residents do like us, we can tell them what's going on the property. Like, recently, we're building a clubhouse, a new clubhouse.
It's more of a communication tool.
Yeah, we're talking about the office hours during Columbus Day, things like that, to try to get the word out on what's going on. And it does get people excited about what's happening.
Yeah.
Or, you know, even just pictures of one of my leasing consultants has a drone, and he likes to fly it over the property and take some pictures.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it does add a little.
But you know
more.
What? Also, it would be good. Let's say somebody was looking to go rent at one of your properties, and they go online, they happen to Google the name of that specific property. It will come up if they are actually, if there's a post, if one of Chrissy's tenants posted something and tagged the residents, and it's good, like, oh, just enjoying, you know, had a great workout.
But wait a minute, I thought you can't tag, a business can't tag an individual.
No, you can tag where you were.
Okay.
So I could say I was at XYZ property,
at the pool
at one of her properties, just lounging for the day, taking in the view. Somebody could go on and be like, oh, look, there's somebody really there enjoying her residence, and she really likes it.
We actually,
a lot of properties do that, because we offer a tool at RentPath that we actually manage and create their Facebook pages. And what we do is we post up to 8 posts a month for them. Not only just like how you said, like, residence
or
barbecue coming
hour.
Up
yeah.
or happy hour.
Yeah.
Or let's just say it's snow time, you talk about snow removal. Let's say it's the summer, you'll post a summertime cocktail. We actually take that over for the property. Mm-hmm. And we actually engage these posts on their behalf, because it's all great content. And again, the more content that's out there about your property that's on Google loves that.
It's almost like a resident newsletter. We used to have more, that used to be more common in most of our sites.
Yeah, and that's kind of gone
now
away
that's
now.
That's petered away a little bit, but now the social media aspect has kind of heightened a little more.
Yes, correct.
That's cool. I didn't know that there were services for something like that.
Yeah. It's good because, you know, we found that a lot of property managers really want to engage in Facebook and other types of social media. We do it for other types as well, like LinkedIn, Twitter, whatever, Google. And Google Plus, and we find that before you know it, like Chrissy's working on Columbus Day on her day off, most of these properties don't have time to do that. So we offer this tool where we take it off your hands, and it's honestly like it's a very low fee for what you get out of it. And it's like, oh, they don't have to worry about it. And it's good content, because now you have your tenants, your residents who are following this Facebook page, and it's not only just...
But what about the content? How do you decide what the content is?
Well, it could just be local stuff too. Like, we just advertised about... like the 24 best places to pick apples in Rhode Island.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's
silly,
great stuff.
Silly little
So who
thing.
Does yours? Is yours done in-house?
My little peons, yes.
you have people doing it in-house.
My leasing consultants usually do it. And then, you know, I'll
but,
tell
but
them.
But see,
like,
here's
we'll,
the difference,
we'll do
though.
A weekly thing or whatever.
And fill in the blank here for me, but if you're doing it in-house, okay, the people are there on site. They can walk out to the pool and take a picture of how nice it is right. by the pool today and post on Facebook. If you're contracted to do it and you're in your office in
Georgia, wherever.
Oh, corporate does it.
Yeah, our corporate. We have a department.
So your corporate in Georgia does it. It's not even done here.
No.
So how would they get a picture of someone enjoying themselves at the pool?
No, that wouldn't happen. That would actually have to come from a true resident. What we could do is go online and find out about apple picking places in Rhode Island, you know, kind of what's going on at the beach, just something that's not even relative to the state, but again, like could be like a cocktail drink, like a summertime drink mm-hmm. while you're outside barbecuing. So we actually have people who really know what amenities are at these properties and also in what area in Rhode Island, and we do this cross country. So they have to spend the time to go out and research it.
The residents, the demographics.
Yeah, they have to do all that stuff in order to post this on behalf of the property.
Now, do your residents have to sign some kind of affidavit saying that they know that their picture could be posted on Facebook?
No, because we don't usually target just residents.
I'm interviewing you guys. I'm fascinated by this.
We don't usually. I mean, for our parties and things like that, we might be taking general pictures of.
Yeah.
But I don't think any of them are like, you know, pose for this picture, or we might say to them, you know, would you mind if we post this on Facebook? We'll ask usually.
Right. Like when we were at the the convention the other day. Ooh. Hey, we're on Facebook Live. Is that okay? No.
No.
Oh, okay. You remember that?
No, I was not there for that.
I was not there for that.
No, not having it.
That's fantastic. I wish I was there for that.
But her partner that was there was like, giving her dirty looks.
Yeah, he's like,
you're really going to say no? This is free publicity.
Yeah, and I remember I looked at her. I was like, is she just joking?
I was laughing first, she was not joking. And then, nope.
You laughed
serious.
Why don't
we? I love it.
But I wonder if she had more of a fear of the camera since it was live, or was she really just
maybe.
Didn't want to talk to you too?
Maybe. Maybe a little bit of both.
Maybe. She's like, but it's just weird. It's just, you know, because that was the only person. Usually, if, you know.
Right.
I can understand someone say no, I don't want to be on camera.
Yeah, but usually what they were saying to us was, oh, well, I've never done this before. How do you do it? Like, they were more curious if she just shot you guys right down.
You would think that someone who's there in a marketing position, though, would want to.
Like, you're advertising. You're the you're the person that people are looking
to. I want to give you added exposure for your company or product.
No, thank you.
No. That was interesting.
That's fantastic.
All right. We're going to come right back right after this. You're listening to iRoom Today, the property management show.
Now back to iRoom Today, the property management show with your host, Jason Martins, on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, 436 here on iRoom Today, the property management show. We are live in studio, as we are every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m.
We are.
Now, if you're used to listening to this radio station, you hear a lot of these wonderful syndicated programs on this station,
right? I like when he says this. And we are not one of them.
We are not one of them. That's right.
Oh, we are wonderful.
But we are wonderful.
But we are wonderful. Have you heard me say that before?
We're stealing your thunder.
Diet Coke. Yeah.
But it is true.
It's our plan to phase you out.
That's right.
We talk about this.
I'm phasing you in.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Half full, half empty.
You're gonna be stuck with those lines in your head when I'm gone.
We're going to be like, remember when Jay used to say.
That's right. What would he say right here?
Yeah.
You're listening to iRoom Today, the Property Manager Show. Now, we are, like I said, we are live in studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. So if you're tuning in and maybe you own some rental property and you're kind of not sure, maybe you're dealing with a troubled tenant or having trouble renting an apartment or collecting rent, whatever it might be, you're welcome to give us a call and ask us any questions you might have about managing your property. Now, our phone numbers are locally 437-5000. Or toll-free 1-888-345-0790. So just give us a call and you can get on the air and we'll be happy to answer any questions you might have regarding your property and some best practices for your property and maybe help you out with any trouble you might be having at your property. If you're tuning in and you're hearing me talk about iRoom today and wondering what iRoom stands for, iRoom stands for the Institute of Real Estate Management. And locally, we are the Greater Rhode Island Chapter Number 88. And you can find us online at iremri.org. That's iremri.org. Or give Karen a call. She's our account executive. And her terrific phone number
It's terrific. Why is it so terrific?
Well, because I was
because Karen's at the other end of it.
Because I couldn't find the webpage and I was stalling.
It's 401.
It's 401-479-7734. Again, if you want to give us a call here in studio, any questions about managing your property, you're welcome to give us a call at 437-5000. And we'd be happy to help you out with any questions you might have. All right, let's go to the phones. Steve is in Lincoln. Steve, you are first up on Iron Today, the Property Manager Show. How are you, sir?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Go right ahead. What's your question?
I have a question. I've had a just a two-family house locally that I've had for 25 years or more. I have no issues with the house itself other than the fact that I'm getting to that age where I'd be interested in selling it. It's completely paid for. There's no liens. And people tell me that it's going to be a huge capital gains or tax hit.
Yep.
Is there a way around that?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
There are certainly ways around that. And I can, the easiest way to avoid capital gains right now is if you are willing to do this, you could always hold a note. And if you were to sell it to someone, you would end up being the bank. And that can all be worked out. Someone who knows what they're doing can work that out with you, and that way you would avoid capital gains in the near term. And the amount of money you would make in interest would be a lot more money than you would be making if you were to take that cash and put it in your bank account. And on top of that, the amount of money you make on interest would probably cover any capital gains expense you'd pay down the road. And there are different ways that you could... Now, I'm not a financial advisor. Let me just say that, Steve, right up front. But this is some of the stuff that I've done in the past, and I know how it works. And so I'm just kind of trying to pass those tips on to you. And there are different ways to structure that deal if that's the way you wanted to do it. And I could certainly, if you wanted to, I could talk to you off the air and help you with that. If you need some help with that, I'd be happy to do that. I do that every single day. If you want.
I'd be interested in discussing it, at least.
Sure, yeah. What are the questions you have?
Well, that seems to be the main one.
Yep.
Like I said, the house has no major issues. Of course, it would need updating and sprucing it up.
Yep. Now, where is the house, you said, Steve?
When that usually takes place, do you usually have the house empty? Like, I would have to have my tenants leave?
Well, it depends on who's buying it. If the person who is buying it wants to live there. Now, for example, I just sold a two-family in Pawtucket less than a year. Actually, it was about a year ago. I think it was a year ago this month. And I had it fully rented. I had two tenants in there. And the person who bought it from me, it was a young girl, and she wanted the whole place for herself and her, I think it was her aunt and her cousin who would live upstairs. So in that case, she asked me to, have the tenants leave. Now, there could be a case where the person who buys it from you doesn't want to move in there. Maybe they just want an investment property. And in that case, they probably would... interview the tenants themselves and decide at that point if they're willing to stick with that tenant for the remainder of their lease, and maybe they would continue the lease, or maybe they wouldn't be happy with someone after an interview and ask them to leave. But it is possible that your tenants could stay there. Yes.
Okay.
Do you want me to talk to you off the air about this? I can certainly help you out with it. Like I said, I do it every day.
Sure.
Yeah, all right. We're going to put you on hold, okay, Steve? I live in Lincoln, too, by the way. We're probably neighbors. Steve, I'll put you on hold, and Brett's going to pick up the phone, and just give Brett your phone number, and I'll give you a call after the radio show, and I can kind of help you out through it, okay?
Very good. Thank you.
All right, Steve. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Again, our phone numbers here are 401-437-5000 or 1-888-345-0790. If you have any questions about rental property, and that was a good question
a lot of landlords do ask that if you're in a month-to-month lease or if it's a year lease, does that continue the process? Do you start over with new tenants?
Like I said, here's an example where a guy, he's got a two-family building, and I forgot what town he said it in. Was it, do you remember what town? It doesn't matter, but he was from Lincoln. But
25 years he owned it.
He's ready to be done.
And here's a landlord who look, he's probably done a great job. He's had the property for 25 years, so he was doing something right. But came to the end, and he wasn't sure how he should handle the property and what the proper way to go about it was, or he wanted to avoid capital gains taxes in this case. And he's right. If he was to just go ahead and sell in the market, he would get whacked. There are ways around that. So that's a great question.
Yeah, for sure.
Usually people call and say, we had a customer call and say, how the heck do I find good tenants?
Oh, boy.
And
your response was?
Yeah, my response was, look, it's all about the screening.
Yeah.
It's you can't just settle for the first person who shows up. You have to have a thorough process. And I'll tell you what I do at my personal properties. Actually, I do it at, well, no, my, I shouldn't say the affordable properties is more of a waitlist situation. But my personal properties, what I do is I market it one way or the other, usually on Craigslist or something like that. And what I do is I set two appointment times, and one usually in the morning and one in the evening, usually on the weekends. And I'll have...
Yeah, that's when you'll get the most amount of traffic.
I'll have a number of people all come at the same time, and you want to know what happens? They all start filling it out, and they're all begging me for the apartment.
Really?
And because they know there's competition for it.
Oh,
and,
that's good.
Yep. And,
yeah, put it right in their face.
Yeah, and that is a great strategy if you're listening and you have rental property, and you're wondering, how do you find it? And that way, and what you do is, while they're all in there, you have them look around, you have them fill out their application, and in another room, one at a time, you interview that person, and you do a thorough interview with that person. And you can tell them straight up, if you look at their income, and again, you're only going based on what they're putting on their application, what they're telling you, but after that, if what they're telling you on the application sounds good enough, and usually I go by a rule of three, so... If the rent for that apartment is $1,000 a month, then I want to see that you're making household wise about $3,000. And if you're seeing that, then and you're going by paper, you want them to back that up. I say, all right, I want to see your tax returns, or I want to see your last six pay stubs, something like that. But you have to be thorough in the interview process. You guys probably don't do something like that either at Pacern, because that's a bigger property, something a little bit different.
It's more based on the application, but we do a whole screening process.
You still do a professional, thorough screening.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's different. Like for someone like Steve who called in, I mean, that's who's got a two-family,
right,
and he wants to rent the apartment, or that caller who called in last time. Yeah, I mean, that's the way that I do it. It's always worked out for me, and I've got great tenants at my own personal property. So.
Well, it's funny. I was asking Chrissy earlier today before the show went on, if, let's just say you have two residents who are filling out applications, everything, background check, income, everything checks out, eye for an eye. How do you pick? And she said, based on the first person that comes. And
whoever puts down the first deposit.
The first deposit, yeah.
Yeah, how do you do on a more personal level
when it's a personal property and not through a management company? What's your system if you have five great candidates?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be, you know, even in a regular property like she has. If you have three great applicants and it's not a waitlist system, and you can choose, you know, you would have, if you go by first come, first served, then that's fine. That's certainly one way you can do it. I usually go by gut. You know, do I believe that this person sounds like they have a stable situation, that they're going to be here long term?
Yeah.
Usually if they come in and their appearance is clean and it looks good, you know that they're probably keep their apartment the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Now you could always go and say, hey, I want to see your apartment. You could do that. I don't like to do that.
The apartment where they live right now?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Really?
Yes, you can do that. And I know people who do that in this business. But
wow.
I don't like to do that. I won't do that. I'll go by gut.
Yeah.
And you want to know what? I haven't had one time where someone's come in, they look good, look clean, and I go into the apartment that I've rented to them, and it's a disaster.
Yeah.
Every time I've gone in, it's like beautiful. I'm so happy.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, yeah. So you have to kind of have an eye for that. And do not settle. Just because someone comes in and says, I'll give you a check right now.
Yeah.
You know, don't just take it. You have to be thorough if you want good tenants.
Because
so.
You almost have to wonder why they want to get in so quick, too.
And, yeah.
I've had that happen.
Right? That I would be like, that's a red flag. That would be a red flag for me.
And here's another great tip. If you're a landlord or a property owner out there and you want good tenants and you want to have your property managed the right way, hire a property management company to find the tenants for you. What's it going to cost you?
Yeah.
Probably your first month's rent. Big deal.
Well, it'll be worth it, I think, in the long
run. Yeah, big deal, because the property management company will find you a quality tenant, and that's their fee for finding you the tenant. But in the long term, if you have that tenant for 3, 4, 5 years, think of the positive cash flow you're
going to
have from that tenant. So that is a great tip as well for landlords out there, property owners, and you're looking to rent an apartment.
Can you hire the property management company just to do the screening, or did you have to hire them to do on retainer to maintain?
Nope.
No, oh, okay.
No, you can hire a company just to do the screening for you, and that will be their fee. Because a lot of property management companies, they already have the programs and the processes and applications
all set up
to filter through them. Whereas a property owner, think about it. If you're a property owner, now let's go through the scenario, right? Let's quickly go through the scenario that I laid out. I make an appointment on a Saturday, and I do this because I like doing it, I guess. And I'm a property manager, so I know how to do it. Right. But let's think about it. If you're just a landlord, the scenario that I gave, you put an ad on Craigslist, you make an appointment for 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. on a Saturday. And that's your whole day.
Oh, yeah.
You're there your whole day interviewing people. Are you asking the right questions? Are you getting the right information from them? Now, if you have experience in it, sure, you're probably doing a good job. But for the people who don't have that kind of experience, and you don't want to deal with spending your whole day, and maybe you're not wording your Craigslist ad the right way, whatnot, and you don't want to get the constant phone calls, okay, hire a property management company. It's going to cost you 1 month as a fee.
Yes.
Big deal. They're probably going to put a good person in there for you.
Yeah.
So there's two ways to do it. There's different ways to do it. But that was a good phone call.
That was good.
Good question.
Good question. Then it got me going for like...
There you go.
But that is a great... That's part of the show. That's what we do, right?
Right.
All right. We got to take a break.
All right. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to IREM Today, the Property Management Show. All right. It is 4:53, and we are back at IREM Today, the Property Management Show, here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. I'm your co-host, Dina Cimarelli, and I am back with Chrissy and Jason. And we're going to talk about right now, I think, our annual scholarship fundraising event. We got some great education going on at IREM, and this is one of our events. I've never been to it. It's the annual event that they do throw. It is in November. What day is it on, guys? November 9th.
November 9th from 5:30 to 9.
There we go. It's at 1149 Restaurant in Warwick. Oh, I was actually just there for a shower. The food was so good. The brunch was amazing.
The food is really good.
So good there. But this will be nice. So it's $60 registration fee and includes four wine tastings.
Four wine tastings. Yes. In the past, it's been three.
Okay, well, we've upped it.
Yes,
apparently,
big
and
time.
Hopefully,
because they want to loosen those purse strings.
Yeah, so for the raffle tickets, yes. 15 for $20, and hopefully whoever is your bartender will have a heavy pouring hand, and you can get...
No, I'll tell you what happens. I'm going to let you guys on a little insider secret what happens at the wine. Now, if you're listening to the show, or maybe the podcast, and you want to come to the wine tasting event, you're like, oh, I'll try it, but you know, those wine tasting events, they only give you like a little sip. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
Here's a tip. Here's what happens, right? Now, you and I will probably drink our four tickets on our own, right? That's cool.
Yeah.
But here's what happens. Other people there, they don't drink all the wine. So you know what they
hand out the tickets.
You know what they do? Hey, Chrissy, or Dina, take my two tickets. Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you.
Uber home.
Yeah, you might want to Uber to this. I actually went to a wine tasting on a Saturday, and they gave us seven tickets.
Wow.
Seven. Wow.
Yes, I was in Saconnet.
Saconnet.
Wow. Yes.
Saconnet does that.
And
yeah.
and there's actually, not that seven is not enough, because it's more than enough, but I have found that if you're a girl and you go up to a guy who's pouring and you kind of chat him up a little.
You're just finding this out now, Dina?
Well, you know. Listen.
Come on.
Chrissy's been off the market for a while.
Come on, Dina. Of course.
And you kind of just.
The girls approach the. That's why the bartenders, if they're male, they approach the girls. And
yes.
The females approach the boys.
I know. I was like, this is brilliant. You kind of just talk to him about, you know, how wonderful the day is. The air is just crisp. It's gorgeous out. You like his hair. And before you know it, he does not take your ticket and you get an extra one.
That's another trick.
Yes.
Wow.
So
shiesty. Yeah.
I think I've tried the old, you don't need this ticket, do you?
Yeah, right.
And it's always been, yes, I do.
Yes, I do,
right,
sir.
Sorry, never mind.
And give me one more just for asking me that question.
But I think Karen's actually looking for some raffle prizes, too.
Really? Like what? What's she looking for?
I don't know. She's looking for some donations for raffle prizes because they're going to be $20 for 15 tickets, right?
Yes, 15.
And they're taking credit cards this year.
Yes, they've gone digital, Karen has said. So
that's
in the
big.
Past, actually at the golf tournament that we had in the summer in June. Is that the
end? Yeah, sorry, the end of the show.
Are they cutting us right off? All right.
Well, give Karen a call at 401-479-7734 for the wine tasting event going on. And if you've missed any part of the program, you can subscribe to us on iTunes by searching for IREM Today. Or you can listen to the podcast on our website, iremri.org.
And leave us a review and give us a
go to
nice
iTunes.
Review on iTunes.
Wait, and maybe Jason will give you a sip of his diet
That's
soda
right.
if you do
will.
This.
I probably will.
Maybe Steve will leave us a comment.
Yeah,
I think
maybe
Steve
will.
Will
just go, oh, you guys gave me great advice. Right? That was cool.
Yep.
Perfect.
All right, guys, great show.
Thank you.
Did I scare you away? You come back next week.
We'll be back.
You're right.
I think we'll be back.
All right, don't forget our fundraiser. When is it? Quickly.
It's November 9th at 1149
from
in Walworth.
Register online, iramri.org. Yes. Have a great night.
This episode of IRAM Today is brought to you by Single Source Disaster Recovery Specialists. From fire, smoke, and water damage to full reconstruction, 24-hour emergency response, and mold and asbestos removal. One call does it all. For more info, visit singlesource-usa.com.